From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. As May marks Mental Health Awareness Month, we'll explore the function and benefits of art therapy in the treatment of mental health issues, ranging from anxiety and depression to managing Alzheimer's symptoms or helping a child on the autism spectrum find an expressive outlet. We'll hear from experts in the field right here in Southwest Florida ahead of their art therapy workshop later this month at the Lee County Alliance for the Arts. Plus, the South Florida Water Management District has recently increased its representation from Southwest Florida. We'll check in with administrators and one of our region's new governing board members about opportunities and challenges facing the district in its effort to manage and protect water resources stretching from Orlando to the Florida Keys. First, this news. This is Gulf Coast Live on WGCU. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. The South Florida Water Management District serves as a steward of Florida's water resources, covering the southern half of the state. The district has recently brought in new leadership from Southwest Florida. Later in today's show, we'll learn about our region's new representation in the agency as we explore opportunities and challenges facing the district, as well as shovel-ready restoration projects in your area. But first, as May marks Mental Health Awareness Month, we're putting the spotlight on art or other expressive therapies and how counselors can use art therapy to treat a variety of mental health issues. Whether it's substance abuse, depression, overcoming grief or trauma, managing symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, personality disorders, or even helping to diagnose a patient, art therapy can play a beneficial role, but it's still considered an emerging field. Joining me now for a closer exploration of art therapy is art therapist, healthcare liaison, and research educator for the Neuropsychiatric Research Center of Southwest Florida, Angel Duncan. She travels the country consulting, teaching, writing, and lecturing on the role of art therapy. Angel Duncan, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us this morning is clinical social worker and registered play therapist Tara Mosher. She owns Delta Family Counseling in Cape Coral. Tara Mosher, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us in studio is board-certified art therapist Raina Lombardi with Delta Family Counseling. Raina, thanks for your time today as well.
Thank you for having me.
And our guests this morning will all be speaking at an art therapy workshop later this month at the Lee County Alliance for the Arts in Fort Myers. I invite our listeners to join the conversation as well. If you've used art or other forms of expressive therapy, give us a call and tell us your story. Phone lines are open at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Post your comments and questions on our Facebook page at WGCU Public Media or send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. And to begin, Angel Duncan, I wanted to start with you. I understand art therapy has been used to treat clients for nearly a century, yet this is still considered an emerging field. Tell us exactly what art or other expressive therapies actually consist of.
Art therapy is a way to tap further into the subconscious and gain deeper insight. It complements talk therapy, but you use art as a way to gain deeper perspective. It's kind of taking what's inside, putting it out, and being able to process it and look at it in a different way that helps people come to resolution.
So in a way, it's you're almost getting the patients to, or I don't want to say patients or clients, to really express things that they might not even have the words to express.
Exactly, exactly. Or they're thinking, like substance abuse, for instance. I may have somebody tell me, I'm ready to get clean and sober, I'm ready to clean up. We do an art directive, and it's clearly not what they're telling me. They're not ready to get clean and sober.
And this is what's interesting to me. What do you mean by that? How can you tell that from looking at a piece of art they create?
A trained art therapist will be able to look at placement, how they're putting like a collage on the paper. There's a bridge drawing assessment. I want to see which direction they're going into. That's very telling. So you're able to just look at the art with a trained eye and help the person. It's not future telling. It's not
sure.
Like, okay, you're really not ready to get ready. And person may be, but it helps to get a more honest answer.
And I was really intrigued, Angel, whenever we spoke the other day, and you had mentioned being able to look at a piece of art and actually identify patients who had been misdiagnosed Tell us about that.
It happens a lot, unfortunately. I used to work at Langley Porter Psychiatric Institute at UCSF in San Francisco and other hospitals, and doctors would maybe diagnose somebody as psychotic NOS, which means not otherwise specified, or major depression disorder. And I would do an ART directive, and it would look like there was a brain injury or perhaps a series of strokes. So I would go back to the doctor and say, I think there's a misdiagnosis and there may be needs a brain scan. Sure enough, there'd be small strokes that took place. And then you're able to come to a better diagnosis.
And you're able to tell this just by looking at what they create.
Again, yes. You're looking,
because you're trained. Yeah.
A trained art therapist can. You're looking for specific, you know, with stroke victims, there's, depending on where it happened in the brain, it's either going to be all on the left or the right side of the page. And lines are broken. So there's just specific things that you're looking for.
And Angel, you're with the Neuropsychiatric Research Center of Southwest Florida. And I've done stories with them before, primarily relating to Alzheimer's and clinical trials for potential new drugs. And that seems to be mainly what they're known for. But how does art therapy come into play there? I guess maybe particularly for Alzheimer's patients.
Well, art therapy is... For those with Alzheimer's disease, art therapy is more easing symptoms. It's not curing the disease.
Sure.
And so it's helping with quality of life. There's a lot of research in art therapy and looking at neuropathways that are actually strengthening neuropathways that aren't damaged yet. But in terms of actually finding a cure, we need people involved in the actual trials. People need to be aware, educated, and involved. We're not going to find a cure. But in the meantime, while we are looking for a cure and trying to get people educated and into our trials, the art therapy serves as a way to help bring back some dignity and preserve quality of life.
Very interesting. And Tara Mosier, I wanted to talk with you also because you are primarily involved in another form of expressive therapy, play therapy, which I understand is very much like art therapy, but it's also very distinct. Tell us about that.
We incorporate some of the play or some of the art into the play, but play therapy is a way, just like Angel had mentioned, to bring the unconscious forward and let them process either directively or on their own. Client-centered is what we would call that, and let them use the tools, which are the toys in the playroom, to process whatever's going on. And it can be from miniatures to puppets to dollhouses to the stand tray or to arts and crafts.
Now, what sort of scope of mental health issues or just whatever it is that you're trying to find out about the client can you use play therapy with?
We can use play therapy with just about anything. We do a lot of trauma and grief and divorce and diagnostics of all sorts. And so it really just varies on what the client is ready to do and if they can buy into it. Play therapy, sometimes with art therapy, it's selling the buy-in of the expressive therapy.
Now, what do you mean by that, buying in? I mean, is that literally just a patient being able to sort of suspend reality and come into this play situation with you? Or how does that work?
Absolutely. They've got to be able to trust that process and say it's okay to play. It's okay to go back to that primary language, that natural language, and just let it come forward without feeling judged and who's watching me make these puppets, make these noises, or whatever is going on that they're processing. Or playing in the sand, for example.
Sure.
Teenagers may be really resistant at first because who's going to judge me and who's going to watch me? And then when they realize, oh, I can do this without being judged.
Is there a threshold, like as far as when play therapy stops working, like teenagers and adults, are they just less likely to go there with you?
No, not at all. Adults are more likely to say, oh, I don't know about that. But we have a specialist in our practice that does play therapy with the elderly. She goes into the assisted livings, the Alzheimer's units and that sort of thing, and does the play therapy right there on site.
And I understand, again, when we spoke the other day, you use animal-assisted play therapy as well. And this is very different from the sort of animal-assisted therapy you may have heard about on Gulf Coast Live in the past. Tara, please tell us about that.
Yes, we have 5 trained animal-assisted play therapy dogs that work at the practice, anywhere from a beagle all the way to a Great Dane. And they're trained to engage in the play with the children as far as the processing. And it can be as simple as that's who the children or the teens or adults are going to talk to, or the dogs will actually engage in the play, whether it's having a tea party or a puppet show that the dog is going to watch, or picking up a play sword and having a sword fight.
what kind of training goes in to have dogs, you know, be able to mimic a sword fight with a child?
A lot of it's their natural ability. We're first going to do some of those temperament testing and basic obedience trainings and those sorts of things. And then we grow the training from there. And it's way newer than play therapy and art therapy. It's definitely being more developed across the country and internationally. And so there's some trainings and credentialing that's coming out for that.
We're taking a closer look at the role and benefits of art and other expressive therapies and mental health treatment with Angel Duncan of the Neuropsychiatric Research Center of Southwest Florida and therapists Tara Mosier and Raina Lombardi of Delta Family Counseling in Cape Coral. You can join our conversation with your comments or questions with a phone call to 1-877-GCU-TALK. That's 877-428-8255. Send email to golfcoastlive@wgcu.org or post your comments and questions on our Facebook page at WGCU Public Media. Let's take a phone call now from Mark in Fort Myers. Mark, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Let me bring you onto the program. Mark, do we have you with us? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I just have a question for Angel. I was just curious if she sees a cure for Alzheimer's disease anytime soon.
Oh, that's a whole other issue today. I think, as Angel had been mentioning earlier, she's more looking at managing the symptoms here. But as far as an actual cure for Alzheimer's, I think that's probably something that's far away. But Angel, I'll let you address that if you care to.
Yes, that's a question I get asked a lot, and it's a mixed answer. The answer is yes, I do think there's a potential cure out there. We're not going to find it unless we get people involved, and that's how it is. People need to be educated, aware, and involved. There's a research center right here in Southwest Florida. We're the only center doing clinical trials in Alzheimer's disease, so if you have further questions about looking at research or if you're interested in being involved, please look us up.
Absolutely. And we have links to the Neuropsychiatric Research Center on our website as well at wgcu.org/Gulf Coast Live, or you can just Google Neuropsychiatric Research Center of Southwest Florida and get more information that way. Thanks so much for the call, Mark.
Thank you.
And we're also going to take a call here from Judy. She's with the Arts and Humanities Council. Judy, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Judy, do we have you with us?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, this is Judy with the Arts and Humanities Council in Charlotte County. I just wanted to mention that for the last 3 years, we've had a program where we train staff, caregivers, or volunteers to use art working with dementia sufferers. It's now taking place, programs being used in 12 sites around Charlotte County. And we've had people come to our free workshops from as far away as Bradenton.
Oh, wow. Is that something that we have here locally as well, and in Lee County as well as Charlotte County, in terms of opportunities like that?
We are behind in the times.
Yeah.
And it is scary and it is sad, and we need to step it up.
Tell us more about that, Angel. What do you mean in terms of this area compared to maybe other parts of the U.S.?
I feel a little bit more seasoned just coming from Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, all the Northeast Coast. And there's a ton of wellness programs and art therapy programs combined with science. I think art and science need each other. And I don't know. I've been here almost a year. It'll be a year in the summertime. And it's been discouraging and disappointing to see the lack of people embracing arts and science, mm-hmm. especially, you know, 24% of Lee County have Alzheimer's disease. Why aren't we doing more?
Right.
So having, and, you know, and I bound down here and I'm starting to see that, you know, you see things with a truthful eye and you criticize, you are quickly demonized for it. So fortunately, we have the Taras and the Rainas and the Lydia Blacks at the Alliance of the Arts who embrace it, who want to see the change, who recognize that we need to change. There's people out there that have been here too long, that are too comfortable. Mm-hmm. They're cutting a paycheck, they're getting their quota, filling their beds, and they're going home. We need to do more.
And Tara and Raina, do you maybe feel that way as well? Like art therapy maybe just doesn't quite get the recognition that it ought to in the medical establishment?
I do think that we have a long way to go. We're definitely not as advanced as other areas around the country and maybe other areas in Florida. For example, there's a long-established art therapy program in the Miami-Dade school system that has been around for over 30 years. And they have clinical art therapists working with kids that are having trouble in school. So it's a strong program. It's been going for a long time. If you go up into the Tampa Bay area, they have a large arts and healthcare program where they have art therapists working in different hospitals around the Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's an area for growth and it's an area for education. I think that there are just a lot of people that aren't aware of it.
Sure, sure. And one of the things that I found interesting when we spoke the other day was talking about the use of art therapy, particularly with clients who are children perhaps on the autism spectrum. And this gives them really a form of expression that they just wouldn't have otherwise.
Absolutely. It definitely can provide them with an opportunity to say things that they might not be able to say in words because they don't have the expressive language ability to do so.
And I think it's interesting, even those of us who maybe are not on the autism spectrum might have trouble coming up with the words to say what we're really thinking or feeling. I mean, it works for all people, I would
Absolutely.
Imagine.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think creativity is part of the human psyche. We're made to create.
Well, unfortunately, that is about all the time we have for this portion of the program. It went by quickly. But again, May marks Mental Health Awareness Month, and we've been exploring art therapy and helping patients address a variety of mental health issues. We've been speaking with Tara Mosier, owner of Delta Family Counseling in Cape Coral, and also one of her counselors here who is with us as well, working primarily with children, and Angel Duncan with the Neuropsychiatric Research Center of Southwest Florida. This is WGCU Fort Myers 90.1 FM, WMKO Marco 91.7 FM. Thanks for staying with us. We'll be right back after a break.